previously on 2½ Men.
You and Judith were meant for each other. What could possibly come between you?
My sister.
You got a sister?
You know what, Herb? Judith can relax. I'm gonna check into a hotel.
Myra, no, you don't have to do that.
Yes, she does.
Hey, wait. You don't have to stay at a hotel. I got plenty of room at my place.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
No strings attached.
Why can't I sleep in my bed? Aunt Myra's not there.
I'm sure she will be. She's probably just getting something in the kitchen.
Jake shares a bed with his father, Nerdy Allen. They look up at the ceiling.
That's not the kitchen.
Morning. Smart beach houses on the Californian coastline. Handsome Charlie wakes lying face up on his bed. His left arm is trapped under the head of pretty blonde Myra, who is apparently sleeping on it. He glances over at her and flexes his hand.
Thinking of chewing your arm off?
He wears a green t-shirt.
What? No. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Maybe because you're not horny anymore and you just remembered I'm staying through the weekend?
He frowns.
You got all that from the twitching of my shoulder muscles?
I have those muscles too, Charlie.
Okay, good to know. Well, to be honest, I did have a momentary panic reflex, but it passed, and I'm actually happy you're here.
You sound surprised.
Surprise doesn't begin to cover it. Normally, at this point in a relationship, I'm busy plotting the appropriate exit strategy.
For example?
Well, that would depend on whether I'm trying to get rid of you just for today or forever.
Let's say today.
Okay, today I have to see my dermatologist about a little rash.
Oh, that's good. All right, what about forever?
Turns out it wasn't a rash, and they won't let me come home.
Impressive.
Thank you. I'm kind of a savant.
Well, it looks like you're good at two things.
What's the other one?
She leans over and they smooch. She wears pink patterned pajamas.
All right.
The piano.
2½ Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson.
Okay, I just checked. No one slept in my bed all night.
It's none of your business who slept where.
Excuse me, but if who sleeps in my bed is not my business, then what is?
Let it go, Goldilocks.
Morning.
Morning.
And how many times do you have to get up to go pee?
I wasn't counting.
I was 4.
Okay, one of those was to get a glass of water.
Well, there's your problem. Stop topping off the tank.
What's going on?
I had to sleep in Dad's room last night because Uncle Charlie invited Aunt Myra to stay in my room, but it turns out...
Got it.
Well, do you think it's fair?
Nothing about your Uncle Charlie's life is fair, kid.
You finish your breakfast. We've got to get you fitted for a tux.
Why do I have to wear a tuxedo?
Because your mother's getting married and you're in the wedding party.
Why do I have to be in the wedding party?
Because your mother still thinks you're cute.
Charlie enters.
Morning.
Morning.
Everybody get a good night's sleep?
No.
So, Charlie, where's this house guest I'm hearing about?
I guess she's probably still asleep in Jake's room.
Oh, please, you are such a liar.
What?
Forget it, Charlie. We know.
You do?
We do.
Okay, well... I got a good night's sleep.
Probably because Aunt Myra doesn't pee a lot.
Alan angrily gets up from the breakfast table.
Can I talk with you in private?
Oh, come on. It's no big deal. I was in the middle of flossing, and suddenly there she is, sitting on my bed.
He doesn't need to hear this.
Fine.
Like I didn't hear enough last night.
Jake eats breakfast cereal. Alan joins Charlie on the house balcony.
Okay. Let me just start by saying I applaud the gusto with which you approach life. Thank you. That being said, are you out of your freaking mind?
Charlie frowns.
Beg pardon? You just could not control yourself. A female's in the house. She must be mounted.
No, it's not like that at all. And why do you even care?
Why? You ask me why?
Never mind, not important.
I will tell you why. Because every time you rut with any woman, even remotely connected to my life, I end up suffering.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous, you say? All right, let's look at the record. You slept with Judith's sister.
Well, yeah, but...
At my wedding reception!
All right, poor timing.
You had more sex on my wedding day than I did.
That part's not my fault.
Okay, let's jump ahead. When Judith was divorcing me, who seduced and then abandoned my lawyer, causing her to take revenge on me?
Now, hold on. That chick was nuts.
I lost everything.
Well, to be fair, you didn't have that much to begin with.
Alan gestures and wags his finger angrily at Charlie and seems to be searching for words.
And now that Judith is finally getting remarried and I can see the light at the end of the alimony tunnel, you decide, hey, why don't I start humping her new sister-in-law?
That is not how it happened.
I don't care how it happened. I only care how it's going to end. And it's going to end badly for me.
How? Explain how.
I don't know yet. That's always part of the fun. Trying to guess how your penis is going to bite me in the ass.
Alan, you got to believe me here. This is different. I really like Myra.
Oh, you like all of them?
Myra arrives.
And then you don't. Now, what's going to happen when you get tired of this
morning.
Poor girl?
Morning.
Morning.
Boy, I slept great. Jake's bed is really comfortable.
Don't bother. He knows.
No. Boy, I slept great. Charlie's a terrific lover.
She looks coyly at Alan.
Oh, this one's going to be bad.
A tailor measures Jake for a tuxedo.
I don't understand why I can't have the blue tuxedo.
Because you're going to your mother's wedding, not hosting a game show on Telemundo.
This from a grown man wearing a green polo shirt.
Alan gives the middle-aged tailor a filthy look.
Look, all the other men are going to be wearing black tuxedos.
If all the other men were jumping off a bridge, would you want me to do that too?
If it'd keep your mother off my back, yes.
I'll get the jacket.
Thank you. Listen, this is a very big day for your mother. It's important that you cooperate and make her proud of you.
I'm her son. She has to be proud of me.
You think so, huh? Have you met my mother?
Oh, yeah.
Let me explain something to you. A woman's wedding day is something she will remember for the rest of her life. So if you screw it up, she will never forgive you. Even if it was your brother's fault and there was nothing you could do to prevent it, short of having him fixed.
Don't worry, Dad. It'll be fine.
Thank you.
I don't have a brother.
Alan fiddles with a waistcoat.
Hey, listen, we haven't really talked about what all this means.
What means?
All the big changes that are happening.
It's just a couple of hairs, Dad. It's not that big a deal.
Young Jake is chubby-cheeked and sandy-haired. He wears a red T-shirt.
Not those changes, but the wedding. I mean, you're going to have a stepdad in your life.
So?
So, is there anything you want to talk about? Do you have any questions?
Just one.
Yeah, buddy?
Why can't I wear the blue tuxedo?
Evening. Alan and Charlie at home with Myra.
Jake, your dinner's getting cold. So, what did you guys do today?
We went on the Universal Studios tour, and then Charlie took me to the Hollywood Wax Museum.
You're kidding. I thought you hated that touristy stuff.
Who gave you that idea?
Well, whenever I ask you to go someplace like that, you say, I hate that touristy stuff.
Well, this is different.
How?
I enjoy her company.
And it's my first trip to L.A., so I want to do all the traditional stuff.
Tomorrow, we're going to sit in rush hour traffic and give other drivers the finger.
Jake enters in his black tux.
Good evening.
He also wears a white shirt and a black bow tie.
Why are you wearing that?
You said I look great in it.
Well, you do, but I don't want you messing it up before your mom's wedding.
I won't mess it up.
Oh, come on, Alan. You got to admit, he lends a bit of class to the place.
Thank you, my good man.
Hey, speaking of the wedding, Charlie, I have a favor I'd like to ask.
Sure.
Well, I have to be there, and I was just thinking that the only way it is going to be any fun is if you come with me.
Alan chokes. Charlie shoots him a curious glance and turns his attention back to Myra.
You want me to be your date at Judith's wedding?
Yeah. We'll have some laughs. What do you say?
Alan shakes his head violently. Red-shirted Charlie gives him a smug glance.
I'm laughing already.
Alan glares. Jake has spilled spaghetti bolognese down the front of his white shirt. He shovels a fork's worth of spag bol into his mouth. He scrapes at the mess with the fork and then eats the contents. He chews appreciatively and wipes his chin with a finger.
Well, that's too bad, Herb. You tell Judith if she wants me to be a bridesmaid and wear that brown satin turd of a dress, then I am entitled to bring whoever I want as a date, and I want Charlie!
Myra on a cell phone.
Okay, bye. See, no problem.
The living room. Alan glares at Myra. He looks unconvinced. His eyes are drawn to a ringing phone on a table near a framed photograph and a lampshade. He picks it up and jabs at the answer button.
Hi, Judith.
He listens, then lowers the phone to his shoulder and turns to Myra.
Problem.
The kitchen.
Here's your suit.
Thanks, Berta.
The dry cleaners found $46 and a condom in the breast pocket. Here's the condom.
She puts a small white packet on the table.
Again, thanks.
Can I give you some free advice?
Free? I'm already down $46.
What is it you always say about going to a wedding with a woman you're sleeping with?
This is different, Berta.
You say, and I quote, better I should light myself on fire and run through a meth lab.
Charlie sits at a table.
Oh, well, that's just a figure of speech.
Come on, Charlie. What are you doing with this girl?
What do you mean?
I mean, she's a nice kid. You're gonna break her heart.
You don't know that.
I know you. Myra's not one of your handy wipes in high heels that you can just throw out after you wipe your handy.
He stands up.
Yeah, well, you don't know what you're talking about because this relationship is not based on sex.
Not based on sex? Well, unless she sweats bourbon and farts $100 bills, what exactly is going to keep you together?
Oh, crap.
Jake sits on the sofa with his breakfast. He's wearing the tux. He spills more food on the white shirt.
No, Judith, you listen to me. If Myra wants to bring Charlie to the wedding, then that's her business. No, I will not intervene, and you're just going to have to live with it. Goodbye.
I changed my mind. I'm not going to the wedding.
Oh, thank God.
Charlie goes upstairs.
Judith, great news. I talked him out of it.
Myra lies on a bed.
Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Grading tests.
10th grade economics?
Uh-huh.
Ask me a question.
Okay, the functions and implications of monetary policy
are... Never mind.
You sure? I grade on a curve.
That's all right. I'm stupid on a straight line. Listen, about the wedding, I don't think I should go.
Okay.
I'm just concerned that maybe we should slow things down a bit.
What things?
You know, things. I mean, you don't know me that well, and I'm afraid that I might hurt you without meaning to.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, good. I won't.
He sits next to her and looks thoughtful. He wears a blue and cream bowling shirt.
Exactly what is it I'm not worrying about?
Hurting me.
Right.
She takes off a pair of glasses.
And why am I not worried about that?
I'm a big girl, Charlie. Some might even say a woman.
She wears an olive sweater and a pink blouse. Charlie nods.
I want to go to the wedding with you.
Don't worry about Jake. I'll get him there in plenty of time. Well, you are very welcome. Best of luck to you and her. Bye-bye.
I'm going to the wedding.
Alan freezes, shoulders hunched, and with a murderous look on his face. Later.
What is this, candle wax? How do you get candle wax on the seat of your pants?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay, I might have lit a couple farts.
I'm ready. Myra's ready. Is he ready?
Does he look ready?
Well, he's not wearing any pants. That's ready for some things.
Just go ahead. I'll get him there.
Okay.
Alan sees something on Jake's lapel.
What is that?
Jake licks it and smiles.
Pudding.
Later, the wedding venue. Visitors sign a guest book. On one side of a smart room is a door marked coat room. The door opens. Myra emerges furtively, followed a few seconds later by Charlie. They join the guests. She wears a long burgundy dress and Charlie is in black. Their clothes are untidy.
You know what? I just realized something. I am 2 for 2 at Judith's weddings.
What a coincidence. I'm 2 for 2 at Herb's weddings.
Huh. Okay. What about funerals? Can you beat a 3-way in a hearse?
She looks thoughtful.
No.
You have to think about it?
Herb approaches.
Where have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
We were having sex in the coat room.
Haha, good one.
She and Charlie shrug.
Listen, one of my groomsmen got food poisoning, so you're gonna have to walk down the aisle with Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred? Is that the only man left?
You know, his cousin Trudy. She's pre-op, but she's wearing a very nice tux.
Why can't I just walk down the aisle with Charlie?
Yeah, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, I'm just an innocent bystander at this shindig.
Oh, come on. Picture the look on Judith's face when she sees you at the altar.
I'm in.
Oh, God.
Jake and Alan arrive.
Herb! Herb! Oh, hi. Hey, thanks for bringing him down. Well, you look very handsome, Jake.
I know. It's a tux.
Okay, well, congratulations. I wish you both a lot of happiness.
Oh, thanks, Al.
Don't make the same mistakes I did.
I won't. She wrote them down for me.
Good. All right, buddy, have fun.
Okay.
Oh, remember that tux is a rental?
A blonde approaches.
Excuse me. Are you Judith's ex-husband?
Yeah, I was just dropping off our son. No. I'm sorry, do I know you?
Oh, no, not really. It's Herb and I were engaged before he met Judith.
And you're coming to his wedding?
Yeah, well, we're still friends.
Oh, well, how very California of you.
Yeah. Well, I wish him the best, you know. I have to tell you, though, based on first impressions, I'm not sure that Judith is trading up.
Oh, thank you. And having just met you, I feel safe in saying that Herb's not getting an upgrade either.
Alan wears a smug smile, which rapidly dissolves. The wedding. Bridesmaids enter with men in tuxes. Jake pairs up with a blonde at the entrance. She's much taller than him.
Oh, man.
He reluctantly links arms with her and they walk up the aisle. Charlie joins Myra and they link arms. An usher lifts a hand and holds them briefly at the door.
Nice dress.
Bite me.
Okay, meet me in the coat room.
Listen, after the reception, can you take me to the airport?
You're flying home tonight?
Yeah.
I thought we had something going here.
We did, and now I'm going home.
Okay. Maybe I can come visit you sometime.
Well, I don't think my boyfriend would like that very much.
Got a boyfriend?
He's more like a fiancé.
You're getting married?
They walk up the aisle and separate at the altar. Alan's ex-wife Judith arrives in a long white wedding dress. The seated wedding guests rise.
Why didn't you tell me you were engaged?
I thought it would be awkward.
Awkward?
Judith stops and everyone looks at Charlie. Charlie waves awkwardly at Judith, who rolls her eyes and looks surprised and disgusted to see him. She joins Herb and a grey-haired priest at the altar.
You may be seated.
Outside, Alan and the blonde Shannon tumble into the coat room, smooching passionately. They collide with a coat rail.
We really shouldn't be doing this.
Why not? They broke our hearts.
Yeah, but I'm kind of over it.
I'm not.
Hang on. Maybe we could go out for coffee first, or a movie.
Alan, is this going to happen with you or without you?
With me? How's that work?
The institution of marriage is not one to enter lightly. So we pause at this time to consider the depth of that commitment.
Oh, Alan Harper, you animal! I can't believe Judith let you go!
Shannon stands pinned against the door as Alan desperately tries to pull it open. At the wedding, the bridegroom and guests look shocked.
I feel like a woman again.
Alan bursts in, looking flustered.
I'm Alan Harper, and I'm not having sex!
Alan at home with a drink.
Hey.
Hey.
The living room is in semi-darkness.
Kind of a letdown after the ceremony. But you'll be happy to know your little outburst is already on YouTube.
Damn camera phones.
Boy, is Mom mad at you.
Yeah. Well, she might as well start her second marriage the same way as the first.
So, drinking in the dark, eh?
Wasn't dark when I started. Did you get Myra to the airport?
Yep. And you know what? I'll never see her again. I was just a meaningless fling to that girl. Oh, I bet this is that whole karma thing people talk about.
Could be.
You know that feeling you get when somebody's gone from your life and you suddenly realize that you miss them?
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
Hey, you know what always cheers me up?
Pigs and... Jake opens a hanky taken from his pocket. Alan and Charlie each take a tiny sausage roll from it. ITFC audio description.